Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Now is the perfect time to bring your business, your jobs, and your investments to the United States. America is open for business, and we are competitive once again. After years of stagnation, the United States is once again experiencing strong economic growth. Consumer confidence and manufacturing confidence are the highest they have been in many decades. Millions of workers have received tax cut bonuses from their employers in amounts as large as $3,000.
Good news, everyone! That's the best thing I ever saw.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. Good to have you with us. And believe it or not, just a couple of more days for candidates across the state of Nevada to file for election on June 12th. One of the many candidates, I might add, for Congressional District 3 is State Senator Scott Hammond, and he joins us in studio. And, man, I tell you, this candidate thing, it's getting crowded out there.
It sure is. Well, first of all, thanks again for having me here in the studio. And I'll tell you, if we had all the Republican primary candidates just in this room, there probably wouldn't be enough space to turn around.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. What is it like?
I think it was up to 14.
Up to 14.
Wow. It's a small, you got a small little place here. I don't know how you don't even have room.
We could not get 14 people in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that change the dynamics? I mean, normally you say, well, I want to win, and I understand it, but there's usually a path to victory. And at least from consultants that I've talked to over the years, you just pick out how many votes you need. You know, is it 7,000? Is it 12,000 votes you need? And you identify the people, you go out, you find them, you talk to them, and you make sure you get them to the polls.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's pretty simple. That's electioneering 101. It does change a little bit because the dynamics change. Just like anything, when you're playing a game of strategy, you're always, you know, looking at, you know, the dynamics. As it changes, you have to change your strategy a little bit. But for the most part, you hit the nail on the head, and that is you have to identify those people who are going to go out and vote for you. You have to identify them, talk to them, get their vote, and then get them out to vote. But you know, I think it's great. First of all, I should say, as a political science major in college, and as somebody who taught government in high school, I just think it's fascinating when people want to jump in and be part of the process. I love that. I love that. No matter what, I mean, it's great that these guys are all jumping in and say, "Hey, I want to try and do this," because it's an experience. First of all, for anybody who gets involved, very few people actually put their name in the ring. In the hat to run for a political office, and I think everybody should try.
You're a sitting state senator, and so you've been in campaigns before. Any trepidation after what you saw last night in Pennsylvania 18? If you watch the cable news channels, it's like political Armageddon for Republicans in November. Any trepidation though about being in this race? And you've already filed, right?
Yes, I filed last week, so no, I'm in.
You're in it to win it.
Yeah, there's no trepidation whatsoever. You have to think that you're the best candidate for the office, and then you have to run like that, and then you have to just go out there and meet as many people as possible, and you have to let them know that you're running. You know, you're not running it's not somebody else's race. You're running as a candidate for CD3 to represent those voters in that district and represent Nevada as a whole.
Do you see a blue wave out there, an impending blue wave off in the distance that's coming for Republicans in November?
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be a huge blue wave. I mean, I look at some of the things now, and I know it's anecdotal, but I look at the number of people that we're getting out there registering. We have led the state in registration, I think, over the last couple of months. I mean, over the Democrats. So our registration numbers are getting better. Theirs are going lower. I think the difference now is close to 14,000 people in this whole state of Nevada. And that's kind of where it was a few years ago when we had that huge red wave. So I like those numbers. Plus, we're getting volunteers all over the place. We're hundreds and hundreds of people ahead of where we were the last cycle as far as training. These guys at RNC came out here and they started training people to go out there and volunteer. We're way ahead of where we were. And the enthusiasm in every one of those meetings that I go to, whether it's Republican Men's Club, the Boulder City Republican Women, or the active Republican Women's Clubs. I mean, any of these Republican Women's Clubs, they're getting so many people out to them. I just don't think that the rumors that we keep hearing about this blue wave is true, at least not here in the Nevada.
I want to ask you about a story, and I meant to ask you last time you were on, but a story about a regulator, a marijuana regulator. You are on the interim committee involved in this, and the regulator leaves the commission, so to speak, or the body, and then runs for public office. Then the first fundraiser she has is by the marijuana industry. Can you take us from the top on that, and your involvement as a member of the committee?
Right, and I'll tell you, I'm not really going after a particular person or industry. What I'm going after is the way that the people of Nevada view their public officials. And I think that we have been trying to get better, more transparent about the relationship between us, lobbyists, and others. I think it's really important for the American people in general, but for the people of Nevada to have trust in their government. So we, in 2015, basically had this thing that said if you leave as a public official, you have a sort of cooling off period before you jump in and become a lobbyist or have a job in industry or something. That you were intimately involved with. And I think that's important. But here we never have anything that says if you were a regulator, if you're part of the executive office and you're a regulator, if you leave office and all of a sudden hop into public life and you want to run for office, that you don't have that same cooling off period. And so it just casts sort of a doubt, a sort of a shadow on what we do as public officials. And I think that we need to clean that up. If I need to pass a bill to do that, I guess I will do that. But again, she gets out. 3 weeks later, the industry that she's been regulating for a whole year or
and just so we understand, she was on a panel that regulated the marijuana industry in the state.
Right, she was on that. She was the main regulator for that in the tax department. And so, yeah, she was the main person. And then all of a sudden, she gets out. 3 weeks later, the first people to throw a fundraiser for her. Were some members of the marijuana industry. Not all of them were happy about that. Not everybody in the marijuana industry is happy. The fact that it kind of shows you that there's a problem there and you have to have some distance between that regulator and the industry.
And I just want to underscore, because this made me mad when I saw this snarky comment by Frierson when you tried to speak out against this practice, and all of a sudden he says, hey, can it with a stump speech.
Yeah, and again, I think he's going after me because he thought that I was attacking somebody, obviously somebody that he supports in that particular race. And again, I reiterated, this has nothing to do with a particular person or a particular industry. I think it is symptomatic of the fact that people continue to have doubts about government. This has been going on for years in the United States, that people just don't have a trust level that they should have with their government. And I think that's things like this that kind of put a wedge between those who are in public office and those who put us in public office. And I want that to disappear because I want people to have a little bit more trust in their public officials.
You mentioned about passing a law. Explain how that could happen, though, with this crazy thing we do of being in session every 2 years.
What happened here is we missed this. If you're a regulator and you're sitting and you're part of the executive office and you're regulating, and then you leave and then you jump in, I think there ought to be sort of a break, a cooling off period. maybe 6 months, 7 months. Again, it was just the optics of it was as soon as you get out, 3 weeks later, the very industry that you are regulating. I mean, she could have had somebody else in a different lobbying group come in and say, hey, we're going to do a fundraiser for you. And she didn't regulate them. And I think that would have been fine. But this in particular one was for a year. She's been out there regulating, having meetings, having these open. I mean, most of the meetings were open door and people came in and talked. And so that was kind of out in the open. There's sunshine on that. But I think that it was worth talking about at the interim legislative committee meeting.
And if I'm not mistaken, you tell me if I'm wrong on this or right on this. A member of the PUC, the Public Utilities Commission, could do the very same thing and all of a sudden have a fundraiser funded by NV Energy.
Nothing
would stop it.
That's right. And that's what I think that we have to throw some more sunshine on.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us. He is a state senator. He is also a candidate for Congress in Congressional District 3, running against a very talented, large field of candidates in the CD3 race. You've been in education most of your adult life, and today 3,000 different protests or memorials, if you will, walkouts from schools all across the nation, including here in Nevada, including in the Coachella Valley. And I want to ask you, as an educator, is this a good thing or a bad thing? For some kids, they don't even know what they're out there marching for. For others, it's just a ditch day. Explain how this should work, and is it working the way you think it should? Should schools not mark these kids as absent?
Well, first of all, I'm going to go back and say, look, I, as an educator, I know, and you guys out there, you young folks out there, you teenagers are still in high school. My son is still in high school and should be in class right now.
You better be.
I get there's going to be some who are going to take advantage of this situation. They're going to get out. They're going to protest. They're going
to
walk out.
Go to McDonald's.
Maybe go to McDonald's. Maybe go back home. I don't know. There's going to be some of them who do that. And, of course, when you do something, there's always going to be consequences. You can't, you know, you don't get to choose the consequences. However, I will say this about those, you know, the majority of those who are out there and doing it for the right reasons, they're protesting what they're seeing in society. Matter of fact, they were so courageous that some of them actually called me up while they're protesting and said, you know, they're encouraged to call their representatives and tell them why they were doing this. And, you know, the young man who called me up was so nervous. He was so nervous. You could tell he didn't know. And then at the end, he said a few things and I couldn't help it being the school teacher. He used a term. I said, you can't use that term. You better use this term right here. And he's like, oh, okay. He goes, I'm just so nervous. And I go, I know. But they're out there and they're exercising that right. Now, again, they don't have the right to determine what the consequences are. And I think as schools, I think as a teacher, I would not have encouraged or discouraged. I would have let the process, just fold out, unfold naturally because they're exercising a right they believe that they have to go out there and say that they don't feel safe. I'm okay with that. They're out there delivering it. I may disagree with the message later on or part of the message as legislators. I try not to get too emotional about something because I have to look at the policy itself. But I love the fact that they're out there. They're exercising their rights. Madison talked about it, I think, in the Federalist Papers, talked about pluralism, you know, jumping in and being part of the system when it's necessary, when you feel strongly about something, and then kind of stepping back a little bit and letting another group get in. And this is their time. This is their time to get in. This is their time to talk about what they believe is needed.
Should this be a march about gun control? Because for some of these people, the more vocal of these young people, this is about gun control. And it's not about it's not about school safety or hardening the target or mental health or any of that stuff. It's about gun control.
And I love, again, this young man who called me up, he didn't say that. He said, I'm worried about what happened, not only in Florida, but what happened here in Las Vegas on October 1. He was worried about safety. And that's what he told me. And he didn't talk about gun control. He talked about safety. And I like that. And last night I was at an event and I was talking to a former police officer. And again, I love it when people start saying, let's talk about this. And that's why I like it when even a student calls up and says, let's talk about it, because it begins a discussion. As I was discussing this with this former police officer, we both agreed it's not necessarily about gun control. It's not necessarily about putting guns in the hands of teachers. It's about a lot of things. He said security at schools has to be multi-layered. I mean, they do it in Israel. That's how they protect a lot of things. There's a lot of layers of protection. You don't want to get it to the point where there's a gunman in the school, and as a teacher, you're pulling a weapon to try and stop that gunman. You don't want it to get to that point, but you certainly want to have all these things available, and so you want to have a discussion about them. And so I hate it when groups of people try to usurp the discussion and make it about one thing and one thing only.
I want to ask you, with your life in education and being in a classroom, would you accept the offer of carrying a firearm on campus?
Yeah, and I think you asked me this question before, and I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. Of course, one of the things, the caveats that we talked about, is it has to be very similar to what the air marshals do, right? It's got you can't know about it. It'd be a little different from the air marshals because I was talking about this again last night, and the former police officer said that when he carried and was on a plane and was allowed to carry, he had to know who the air marshal was, and the air marshal had to know who he was. So all of a sudden now you don't have that anonymity because, you know, if you draw your pistol, they got to know that you're a cop, right?
And not a bad guy.
Right. So the same thing, I think, on a campus, you would have to know who else is carrying because you don't want somebody running in with a gun into your classroom during the chaos and then start shooting that person. You have to know who's carried, who's allowed to carry. I think there's a fuller discussion has to be had. But I had no problem. If there was a pathway to do that, I would do that.
State Senator Scott Hammond joining us in studio, talking about the race and maybe talking about some things that we're going to be talking about when he goes to Washington in January of next year. These are some of the issues that he'll be facing. And let's begin with Rex Tillerson being fired by the president. The process may not have been the most pleasant, not doing it face-to-face. But that may be, although it's weird. The president's the guy that really invented the, I'm sorry, you're fired.
Yeah,
and yet he fires Rex Tillerson by tweet. They keep talking about chaos in the White House. Should it matter? Should we be losing sleep as voters, as citizens?
Well, first of all, I think that the person that was put into office, I think that was a strategic move, knowing that there's a lot of movement on the North Korean front. There's a lot of things that are going on there. And I think that you can tell me the name again.
Mike Pompeo.
That's it, Pompeo.
Yeah.
I've heard that his experience in that area is
well,
what's needed.
Well, CIA. I mean, yeah. Coming from the CIA, you know all the secrets.
Right. And I think that's somebody who says, I've been in executive positions before. I want the best people around me at the right times. And this is the right time for him to be in that office. And so I'm not going to second guess him. That's his area of expertise. That's his right and authority to do so. And so I'm not going to argue with that. I think that you can argue about the process, about firing him over social media, but that's the way he did it. And I just think he's trying to get the right people around him at the right time, in the right circumstances.
If folks want to help you out, if they want to help out the campaign, if they want to give you money, I know you love getting money, but other things, call banks and walk-in neighborhoods and things like that. If folks want to help you, where do they go? How do they do it?
Best way is to go to my website because it's got the connections to get to there. It's hammondforcongress.us, hammondforcongress.us. That's the best way. I love when people say, I just want to volunteer. Can I volunteer? I love that because I like hanging out and finding out more about people. So it's great. Money's good, but volunteers are always even better.
Scott, always good to have you, man. Thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. I know we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
State Senator Scott Hammond joining us live and local now. In a city known for its great food, lunch in Las Vegas just got a whole lot better. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's right. The amazing kitchen and serving staff at Rhythm Kitchen is now serving up an incredible New Orleans-style lunch buffet. Every weekday, beginning at 11, you can enjoy white tablecloth service upstairs in the Grand Ballroom at Rhythm Kitchen. This amazing New Orleans-style buffet features catfish, jambalaya, hush puppies. I just love them. Fried okra, and so much more, plus a full salad bar. And all for just $13.95, including a soft drink. That's right, just $13.95. So whether you're looking for a classy business lunch or you're on the clock and you want a great meal fast, make lunch plans today at Rhythm Kitchen on South Decatur at Sunset, just off the 215. Don't forget, the New Orleans-style lunch buffet opens weekdays at 11. For reservations or menu specials, check them out at rhythmkitchenlv.com. That's rhythmkitchenlv.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did give me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Coming up, my favorite part of the show, it's where you tell us what it is you want to talk about. Now, it's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You get a chance to dictate the topic. The smart guys like Joel, they jump on the line now. In fact, he's holding right now. He wants to be a part of our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And all the rest of you, I've got two lines open, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Your calls on the other side of the break, live and local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All the across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. You know what we do? This final half hour, we let you call in and talk about what it is that interests you. For the first 2.5 hours of the show, we tell you what we're talking about. It's got to be topical. It's got to be today's news. It's got to be compelling. It's got to be something that people would generally care about. And it's got to be entertaining. That's the three-legged stool that we use for what we talk about over the first 2.5 hours. In our final half hour, you tell us what we're going to be talking about. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. In fact, let's begin. Joel has been hanging through the news. Good morning, Joel. You're up and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Thank you, Kevin, and good morning. Well, we've talked a lot about education the last 3 or 4 weeks. My question is, and we've asked this question before, what are the high schools and what are the counselors in the colleges doing to talk to the local businesses to see exactly what they need in the way of workers, education-wise?
Well, wait a minute, because colleges and universities across the state talk all the time with Tesla and they were talking with Faraday Future when they were talking about building a big plant out at Apex to let them know what skills they need. I don't think there's any absence of that. The big question is, what kind of students are we turning out? I mean, beginning in our K through 12 and on into higher education.
Well, you're right. That is really the issue. What are we turning out versus what the market needs? And I just don't think the schools are doing a very good job of listening or applying what they are hearing to the classroom. But I can be wrong.
Well. I mean, all you have to do is look at the rankings. I mean, 50 out of 50 is about as. I mean, to borrow a limbo rock analogy, it's about as low as you can go.
Yeah, I don't think I can limbo that low. So
I bet you. I've seen you. Joel, I'll bet you you can. You want to join us? That frees up a line. You've been trying to get through. You've been getting that stupid busy signal. I hate that. When I call talk shows, I hate it when you get that infernal busy signal. I just hate it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, good morning. I just got done sitting somewhere where they had that horrible CNN on, and they were interviewing every single one of these walkout kids. Oh, what do you think? And they're all whining about guns, right? Why don't they go march on that sheriff and the people there, that guy who hid behind something and didn't run in to save at least a good portion of those children, okay? Quit whining about guns. Get the gun-free zones gone. Okay, I think I don't have any children in school here, but I think we have a police force in the schools.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Who are protecting our kids. All right? But why aren't they going after the people who fell down on the job? 39 times that guy, they went to his house. It may have been a little bit more, a little bit less, but in order to protect their reputation or what the hell ever, okay, they let that guy buy a gun, all right, and then the sheriff, the cowards that they are, allowed those children to be mowed down, all right? Sorry, but how many kids die of drinking and car accidents and texting and driving? They're not protesting that. They just want to get rid of guns. And let me tell you something. I own a small gun. I'm going to go buy 4 more.
And by the way, that's going to be happening over and over and over again, where people are going to realize that this is all about not the kids and remembering the 17 dead. It's about gun control, and that's all it's about. And that's what's so sad. Nobody is demanding that the superintendent of school step down or that the principal step down. How did this shooter in Parkland, Florida, get into the building in the first place? I mean, all these things that need to be asked, you're not going to hear them among these 3,000 protests or these memorials all across the state. And by the way, don't forget, coming up later in the month, on the 24th, you got the March on Washington. You think we're done with this?
Yeah, it's on my birthday. It's on my birthday, and I'm disgusted by that.
I hope it doesn't spoil your birthday.
I want to go carry a sign and say, fire the sheriff, fire the superintendent, fire these people who allowed this to happen. I think this was an Obama thing, too, because I think he gave them all kinds of money to not show what violence was occurring in those school systems, if I'm correct, if I'm hearing it right.
Wow.
But now they're signing up. These 18-year-olds to vote. Okay, and what do you think they're going to vote?
Oh yeah, all right? Absolutely.
The governor of Connecticut, the stolen valor man, on there whining, "Oh my God, we've got to get rid of these guns." A man who went around telling everybody he was a hero in the war. Right there, you know, these. Oh, why is this still going on? You know, really. Why don't people wise up and get a brain?
Hey, Chris, you are so smart on this stuff. I love that. That's what we do on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Maybe you agree with Chris. Maybe you disagree. But I think some of these 3,000 marches around the country, these kids ought to be asking not about gun control, because gun control is just a small part of what this thing is about. There are laws on the books that should have dealt with this guy before he went out and killed and killed and killed. 17 needless deaths. If only the cops or mental health people in that community identified this guy. Nobody did. There were so many failures on the 14th of February. So many. And these families, they're looking for answers. They're still grieving. I understand that. But for crying out loud, tell your kids to shut up. Maybe listen. Maybe they'll learn something. They're at an institution of learning. And I know they want to be activists and they want to become little, activists, 14, 15-year-old activists. And I think that's wonderful. And it's their God-given right. But their parents have to be smart enough to say, hey, kids, listen, learn. Learn what this is all about. Figure out what happened on February 14th, on Valentine's Day. No, seriously, no. Have them think before they speak to MSNBC or CNN. Chris, thanks for the call. We'll get to your calls coming up just a couple of minutes. For those of you that haven't been following this all day, earlier today, schools around the country conducted walkouts. Students, I should say, not the schools. It's with the blessing, generally, of the schools. Apparently, different schools in the Clark County School District are dealing with this issue a little differently. There's a district policy, but every school apparently is making up its own policy, its own event. And I guess my point is, when you see these kids talking on MSNBC or CNN, and they just have no clue of what this is about. They are becoming a tool of the gun Nazis, the people who want to take your guns away, people who want to have you register your guns and eventually to confiscate your guns. That's what we're talking about now. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll get to more of your calls. You know what we do. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You tell us what you want to talk about. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call me. I've got one line open, one stinking line. You can have it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls on the other side, live and local, now.
Adam Laxalt answers few questions and offers no solution.
He's taken money from about every lobbyist and big casino in town. He can't provide the adult leadership Nevadans deserve.
Dan Schwartz has been a CEO, solves problems, and won't take a dime from lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Stress can make your life miserable. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Take it from me. Stress can come from work with bosses and coworkers or at home with family members. Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, knows the triggers of stress vary from person to person, and so do the symptoms. Because stress is such a normal occurrence in our lives, many of us don't even recognize that we're suffering from it. If you're easily agitated, feel overwhelmed, have difficulty relaxing, or if you're going through a bout of low self-esteem, then you need to see if my friends at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center can help. A simple saliva test will determine any hormone imbalances, and then Dr. Christie will develop a treatment plan tailored to your needs. Call my friend Dr. Christie Thomas at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. That's 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. They're conveniently located just off the 215 at 5735 South Fort Apache and online at vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Who says there's no such thing as a free lunch? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm so excited about Rhythm Kitchen's incredible New Orleans-style lunch buffet that I want to treat you to a free lunch. This New Orleans-style lunch buffet includes jambalaya, hush puppies, fried okra, plus a full salad bar and a soft drink. Every day on Live and Local Now, I'll be giving away a free New Orleans-style lunch buffet. So keep listening, and I'll see you at Rhythm Kitchen.
Despite billions spent and a huge tax hike, Nevada schools are last in America. Crowded classrooms, low test scores, and unprepared graduates. A code red emergency that wrecks middle-class families and jobs. As Governor Dan Schwartz will fix it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's what we do. It's who we are. It's Live and Local Now. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. We are halfway home. We are halfway home to the weekend. Very excited. One of the things we do, last half hour of every show, you know how we do it, but I know we have new listeners every day. So for you, the last half hour of the show belongs to you. It's where you call in and tell us what it is you want to talk about. Normally, we set the topics. But in our final half hour, you dictate the topics. In fact, let's go to Brad. Brad, you're up on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What is it you want to talk about today?
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to your show all the time. Great show.
Thank you very much.
I was listening to Scott Hammond, and I got to tell you, you've got to put a real conservative on. Scott Hammond is a phony and a fraud. In his website from 2014, he promised, and he gave his word, he would not raise taxes, yet he didn't. Mike Roberson shepherded through the biggest tax hike in the history of the state of Nevada, $1.5 billion. But when you asked him that direct question one time when you had him on your show,
yep,
he hemmed and hedged and dodged. He didn't answer your question. He's a typical phony politician. He says one thing, he promises one thing, and he votes and does exactly the opposite. You really need to have Dave McKeon on. He has now filed, I think, under FCC regulations and election regulations. You need to give equal time to all the candidates. Scott Hammond is not the true conservative that he portrays himself to be. So please have Dave McKeon on and ask him how he would have voted on that had he been in the legislature. And as far as the ESA funding that Scott Hammond tries to take credit for, he did not do his due diligence. He never looked into the funding mechanism, and he probably knew it would not pass anyway. So he failed in that regard as well. But yet he tries to take credit for being the ESA person who wants to give school vouchers to parents.
Well, just so you know, on this program, I think he has talked about that vote. And one of the things that he cites is look at the results. Look at our economy across the state. Look at the increase in jobs. Now, I don't personally agree with that. As you know, on this program, I was very much opposed to the largest tax increase in the history of our state. Now, you can say the end justifies the means. Okay. I don't personally agree with that. But that was the way he, as my memory serves me, that's the way he essentially justified his vote on that commerce tax bill. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Ed, in Pahrump, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, I drive by that Raider Stadium construction site every, two or three days. And, I would have liked to see more private sector participation, less government sector participation, but I'm glad they're building it. But there seems to be very little security out there. I hear it sits in the shadow of the Mandalay Bay, and I drive by and I pull the car over and I drive onto the site. No one can, and sure, the site's just dirt now. I mean, they're hauling dirt, they're putting pile drivers in, but there's not even a guard shack or a gate shaker there. And you drive on the site, no one confronts you. You could walk around out there. I mean, I put a hard hat on and walked around. No one confronted me. So here, a $2 billion construction site supposed to provide jobs in the shadow of Mandalay Bay. And you could go out right now and there's construction workers there. I mean, where's the security? I mean, you can see the thing on the Raider website.
What are you worried about? That somebody's going to, some terrorist is going to try and blow up a bulldozer?
Well, I don't know. I mean, couldn't there be a person that didn't like the stadium thing go out and disrupt it? Or who knows? There's all sorts of.
What would
of
they do? No,
there.
No, the, no. But tell me what they would do, though. I mean, I'm just trying. I mean, I understand
as
you get further into the project and what happens in most construction projects at the very beginning when they're just leveling land, nothing happens. There's no fencing. There's no nothing. But eventually there's a fence and there's a guard shack and there's a, solar panel.
Yeah.
I mean, they enclose it.
Yeah,
and,
well, you
and
make a point there. You make a point there, but $2 billion construction site in the shadow of Mandalay Bay, maybe they should do something.
I don't know. I think it's awfully early in the process. I can promise you, once there is something meaningful going on there other than just leveling dirt, I mean, I don't worry that a bulldozer is going to get stolen, or I don't think anybody's worried about that right now. Now, once you have stuff that's of value there on the property, And there will be. There will be construction shacks and all kinds of and solar power, maybe generators on the premises. I would guess. I'm just guessing here. Just guessing. Tom, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, General MacArthur, during World War II, he confronted these Muslim Filipinos that they tracked them down in a volcano and killed their women and children. Now they're coming back at us, and Paddock had money going back to the Philippines. These people are Filipino Muslim terrorists, and these are the people that did the dirty work here at Mandalay Bay, the shooting. I believe that this is true.
Another conspiracy theory. The money went to his girlfriend, who just happened to be, had been dispatched to the Philippines. I don't know for sure, but again, the reason we have calls like this is because the FBI and Metro and the Department of Justice and all these people just have not been very forthcoming with any kind of information on what went down 1 October. For those of you that don't know, the guy was referring to the shooter on 1 October. And that apparently Filipinos desiring some sort of retribution for General Douglas MacArthur is trying to exact justice from the Mandalay Bay. I don't know that that's true or not. I honestly don't know. See what squeezes another caller. Let's go to Sean. Sean, you're up and you're on our Live and Local Now wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'm just pleased that we have construction at all going on here locally because during the entire 8 years that Obama was president, the only construction that was going on was boarding up windows and for sale signs. So I'm just thankful we have construction going on. And I don't think any of these legislatures here locally can take any credit for the rebound in the economy because if Hillary Clinton was elected, there would be no rebound. So we have to give all that credit to President Trump and all those who are surrounding him who put up with the tax 24/7 to work on our behalf. And so we need to be on our feet about that and thankful that we have this president and get behind him for his reelection or this stuff could all go down the toilet again.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Scott LaFada, and I'm running for Lieutenant Governor. I am one of you running to represent all of us. During my statewide Lincoln dinner tour, I have met with Republicans across our great state. I have listened to the bright voices and concerns of everyday Nevadans, business owners, senior citizens, veterans, and our elected county and municipal officials. The issues discussed have a common thread amongst us. Help grow the economy and bring in diverse new big business without using our precious tax dollars and the government picking winners and losers. We need less business stopping regulation and taxation and more help in nurturing of small business. Our goal to get our education system to first place, not last, as it has been in many cases. And we need to improve education in order to attract new leading edge big global businesses, including technology, aerospace defense, and automotive. Together with my Nevada First agenda that addresses every one of these points, we can address these issues to move Nevada to a leadership position that every American and global business leader will take note of. Once again, I am Scott LaFada, and thank you for your support in electing me your next Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by LaFada for Nevada.
Coming up tomorrow, you know what Thursday means. Wayne Allen Root. War now. Yeah, he'll join us in our 10 o'clock hour tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Till we join you tomorrow for our entire crew, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day. Live and local now. You have insurance. but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.